back mobile.
We just arrived down here at Lowe's. Just wanted to say hi. And thanks for that information the other day. I got that x-ray done and no problems.
Well, that's good. The advice is about as good as what you paid for. You got to remember that, over.
Roger. Well, to my surprise, now this was the VA doctor, and she said that she checked with a pulmonologist, and it wasn't necessary at all. But the doctor up in Missouri at the Big Heart Institute, he said that it was necessary after they used that talc. But she said that the pulmonologist said that the x-ray on precancerous things wouldn't show anything on small nodules. That would be if you were having symptoms, and then they would do an MRI. So I don't have any symptoms. It's just an annual thing that doctor told me I should have done.
Well, I think, not that I'm, I would, for me, I'd probably go with the doctor, that, you know, I guess the VA doctor. Well, kind of, sometimes when you get varying opinions, I've had lung nodules. Still do, probably. They show up on CAT scans. The first time they saw them, they said, well, you better come back in about 6 months and let's take a look at them again. That was probably 10 years ago, maybe 12. I did go back. But, like, CTs and CT would pick that up, too. Probably not as well as an MRI. Oh, well, and I was going to tell you the other day, I don't think I said it, but if you have many CTs, one little x-ray is just a small fraction of what a CT radiation gives you.
Surprised. Yeah, I've heard that spoken before, but I always appreciate your information, Bill, because I know you know what you're talking about, but that... I don't know how many CTs I've had. Not very many. Very, very few. But at any rate, I didn't know that talc that they use for scarring was cancerous for about, 40, 45 years. They don't tell you things like that. Well, they didn't know, probably. And it's always good to keep up on the technology and what they find today. It'll kill you. They didn't know 10 years ago, so c'est la vie. Well, I got 43 degrees here, sitting out here in front of Lowe's.
Good morning, Bill.
And Maurice is with me. We're going to go ahead and look at some blinds. And anyways, they gave me a shot of cortisone when I was down there in the shoulder. But they had to do two x-rays before they do that. And... it's had not much effect, so it's that C3 up in my spine that's causing to pinch that nerve again. And they gave me 3 epidurals about 10 years ago, and that fixed it. But that old AGE, things tend to change. Well, I ain't having no back surgery, but my whole right arm is pretty numb. So we'll just hope that it goes away, like General MacArthur. Old generals never die. They just fade away. I hope that numbness does, too. Have a good day, Bill. 73. Maybe I'll catch you later. N4 IQ, N0 TR.
That shoulder feels better. One way or the other. And hey, Bernice. Good to hear you. I'll be probably on the radio intermittently for the next couple hours. And I've got to stop by Firestone. I got a lot of stuff needs to be done on this car. which I've been putting off, not too far, too long, but I need to go ahead and get them done. So, maybe catch you a little bit later, hopefully. 73 M4AQ.